He's a veteran of the U.S. Army and the U.S. Congress. He's an outspoken advocate for freedom and the Constitution. And you want to hear what he has to say about where we are right now as a nation. Hi, I'm Stuart Shepard, and this is First Liberty Live. This is part of our series on Military Appreciation Month. Thank you for tuning in and being part of this. You know, all over the internet, voices are being silenced by big tech and woke culture and all that that's going on. Would you please click on the subscribe button on the firstlibertylive.com page? That's our way of connecting directly with you so that we don't lose the connection. Thank you in advance for doing that. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West served in both Operations Desert Storm and Desert Shield, or Desert Shield and Desert Storm, mm-hmm. Want to get them in the right order. We could talk about your love for jumping out of airplanes. I know you've got the paratrooper pin on your lapel there. We could talk about your love for motorcycles or scuba diving off the Florida coast. But what I want to talk to you about today is faith and freedom and your love for the Constitution.
Sure.
So first, and this is an odd question, I've never gotten to ask this before, but I know on your right forearm you've got a slogan, a tattoo.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What's it say and what's the significance?
Well, sure.
To you?
Stuart, it's good to be here with you. And First Liberty, what y'all do is just incredible for our religious freedom and liberty. Here in my right forearm, which is your, you know, your sword arm for me, is Molon Lave. And that goes back to the 490 BC Battle of Thermopylae, where the Greek Isles were being invaded by the Persians under Xerxes. And Leonidas took his personal guard of 300 Spartans to that simple little narrow gap called Thermopylae. And he stood there in the midst. And on the first day of the battle, the Persians demanded that the Spartans lay down their weapons. And they replied in those two words, Molon Lave, which translated into English means come take. And living here in the great state of Texas, we all remember October the 2nd of 1835 when the Mexican cavalry showed up at a little town called Gonzales, demanding that they get their cannon back, and the Texians replied back, come and take it.
Yeah.
So it's that incredible link of history, and it just means so much that if you're a principled person, you've got to make that stand.
How do you live that out day to day?
You live that out day by day and standing up for the Constitution, what you believe in. I'm on the board of the National Rifle Association, life member of many gun organizations, and it's important that we understand that you don't want to lay down your weapons, you don't want to lay down your arms, you don't want to lay down your principles and values, and it's now is the time, as you just talked about with this cancel culture coming out, we can't allow them to cancel who we are as a constitutional republic. So we've got to say Molon Lave every day in our lives.
I recently heard a TV commentator talk about an ongoing, and he used the phrase, patriot purge in this country, mm-hmm. particularly in terms of the military, mm-hmm. where they're redefining what it is to be an extremist, to include people like you and me.
Absolutely.
And we're also seeing it in other areas of culture, big tech shutting down conservative voices mm-hmm. on social media, that sort of thing. Does that resonate with you? And when you see that, what do you think about it? And what should we be thinking and doing?
We should be very concerned, especially in our military. We don't want to see our military become politicized and like the old Soviet Army, where you had the political commissars and political officers running around making sure that you were speaking the Communist Party line.
Yeah.
And I give you a great case in point. The news reports just came out recently about an officer in the Air Force, Space Force, who was reprimanded because he came out and spoke out against Marxism. Well, I kind of want to believe that we want people to take an oath to support and defend our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to not want to accept Marxism. So how is it that our military is punishing a person that's speaking out against a philosophy of governance that is completely the antithesis of who we are as the American people? And then also the great work that you all do. I remember being an officer and having my Bible, you know, right there on my desk, but yet you remember the young female Marine at Camp Lejeune who was brought up on charges because she had a Bible verse, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. She was ordered to take it down. She said, no, this is my personal space. This is a verse that is very important to me. And they want to court-martial her over that. So I'm very concerned about what is happening, not just in our society and culture, but in our military.
And you mentioned First Liberty does regularly defend service members who are wanting to express their faith in an appropriate fashion in
yes.
the appropriate time and place, but to be able to enjoy their First Amendment right to the free exercise of religion.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a story about your time in the Army, a time when your faith was important to you, when it really became significant.
Well, it's every single day when you're out there, especially in combat, when you're called upon to lead, you know, men and women into a combat situation and environment, and you want to make sure that you make all the best decisions you can to keep them safe and out of harm's way. harm's way, even though you're in combat. You want to make sure that you're making those best possible decisions. And a lot of people know about the decision that I made in 2003 to fire my service 9mm pistol over the head of an Iraqi police detainee to get information about potential attacks that we have seen increase. And so when the Army came back and said that they wanted to court-martial me, we went through a grand jury hearing, it was very important that I stood by my faith. And I just asked the Lord, you know, your will be done. And whatever you want to come out of this, you know, this is what, you know, I want to see happen. And so I remember being in Saddam Hussein's castle up in Tikrit, going through the Article 32 hearing, which is like a grand jury. Yeah. And my combat Bible was right there with me. And my Bible that that saw me through Desert Shield, Desert Storm, Iraqi Freedom, and I took it also to Afghanistan. That Bible is sitting in my home today. And so you have to live your faith every single day. And God is always going to take you through that crucible to make sure that you are going to be strong and of good courage. And as it says in Joshua 1:9, for the Lord thy God shall never leave you nor forsake you.
If you had a chance to share with young men and women who are just now entering the military, just beginning to put on the uniform,
sure,
what would you say to them to offer encouragement, especially if they're young people for whom faith is important? Mm-hmm. How do those two fit together, life in the military and
a personal
faith?
Well, first of all, I would tell them to find their platoon sergeant, make sure that they do whatever their platoon sergeant says. That's so important to allow your non-commissioned officers to groom you as a young leader. But the other thing is to choose faith over fear. And if you're right, stand on those principles. Have that Molon Lave, you know, spirit within you that says, you know, I will not lay down my weapons. And, you know, part of your weapon is that sword of the spirit. That's what it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. And that's the little, you know, thing that I wear here on my wrist, the full armor of God. Yeah. And so you've got to make sure you have that full armor on.
Now, I've got a copy of your book here. You've written several. This one's called Hold Texas, Hold the Nation. What can the rest of the United States learn from Texas?
I think the rest of the United States can learn from Texas our history. You know, that rugged individual entrepreneurial spirit, that indominant sense that we have here in the individual. The state of Texas is the only state that ever fought for its independence all by itself and won it back in 1836 against Santa Anna and the Mexican army. So I think that when you look at the growth, opportunity, prosperity we have here in Texas, that's a model. And I always tell people that the Lone Star is the star that illuminates the other 49 on the American flag.
Yeah.
And when you look at the population shift that is coming here based upon the last census, Texas is picking up two new congressional districts. So obviously there's something going on right here. And a lot of people that I talk to when I travel around the state, newcomers to the state, they say they see Texas as the last bastion of liberty and freedom in the country.
And it is a state where faith is an important aspect
Huge.
Of the culture here. How do you see the Christian underpinnings of America's foundings, mm-hmm. and as we see it still played out here in Texas, mm-hmm. how do you see that playing a role in our success as a nation?
When you think about the Declaration of Independence, the United States of America was founded on an incredible premise that your inalienable rights do not come from a man, do not come from government, but they come from a creator God. Those are your inalienable rights that you're endowed with, and they are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So our Judeo-Christian faith heritage are at the foundation of who we are as a constitutional republic. When they signed the Declaration of Independence, they asked for divine providence. They didn't ask for man's providence. So it really does establish this great nation, and it separates and delineates us from all the other nations. And I think right now the body of Christ has an opportunity to reestablish itself. And I talk about faith, not religion, because religion is man-made, but faith, that thing that God inspires and instills in each and every one of us. And obviously he instilled and inspired that in our founding fathers, because there's no way that 13 little ragtag colonies could have taken on the greatest military power that the world knew at that time and win its independence.
Very good. I should share, and this is just part of the story here, but you watch over the building that we're sitting in right now.
Yeah.
The Hope Center, where our headquarters is located, mm-hmm. is a nonprofit, so people mm-hmm. can contribute to it, and it provides a place for Christian ministries and Christian organizations of all kinds mm-hmm. to have office space. Tell us a little bit about the Hope Center and why you wanted to be part of this.
The Hope Center is such a unique and incredible place. 62 Christian ministries all under one roof, sharing the gospel of our Lord and Savior Savior Jesus Christ, being at cultural and social ministries like First Liberty, International Ministries, Women's Ministries, and also Christian Counseling Services, which we really need right now coming out of COVID. We got 56 ministries that are on the waiting list to try to get in here.
Wow.
But the thing that I love about the Hope Center, I've been associated here since 2017, being a board member, and I'm coming up on my first year anniversary of being the president and CEO, is that we are that beacon. We are that shining city that sits upon a hill. And when people see this incredible facility and they get a chance to come in here, you sense that spirit of the Lord working. And so that's why every day is not like coming to work. It's like coming to a place that is a respite and where you can connect with our Lord and Savior.
And it's fun just to ask people in the hall, what do you do?
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of interesting people
it
here.
It is.
Yeah. What's in the future for you? What's next for Allen?
Well, I always tell people, trust in the Lord with all that heart and lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He'll guide your path. So whether or not I get back into the political realm, running for an elected office, we'll see. Right now, I'm the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, mm-hmm. and it's been an incredible ride to make sure that we held on to those principles and values that keeps Texas what it is, and watching so many other businesses and corporations and people move here. So we'll see what God has in store.
Final question for you. What is the most important thing that we as Americans need to focus on to keep this nation shining bright as we move into the years ahead?
I always tell people the most important elected position in the country is school board. We've got to focus on our education. America was not established in 1619. It was established on July the 4th, 1776.
Yep.
And when I hear about this critical race theory and all these other cultural Marxist, racist-based philosophies that are trying to undermine our country, I think we got to get back to understand e pluribus unum. Out of many, we have one. And that is the great thing about America.
Outstanding. Anything else you want to share before I let you go?
No, just happy to be here. And come, if you're in North Texas, visit us here at the Hope Center.
All right. Well, you can get a good lunch here, among
Absolutely.
Other things. Allen West, thank you so much.
Thank
and
you,
thank
Stuart.
You for your service.
My pleasure.
All right. Hey, if our work defending the right of service members to maintain their faith while in uniform, if that resonates with you, we invite you to join with us. On FirstLibertyLive.com, you can click on the big red donate button. We're currently actively working several cases involving everything from the ability of a chaplain to speak like a chaplain to a veterans memorial on private property that was paid for with private funds. These are the fights that we're having to go through right now. If the outcomes of those cases are important to you, please join with us. Click on that big red button and thank you in advance for your donation. Hey, we will see you next Thursday right here on First Liberty Live.